Angeles, the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. I am so excited to have one of the first, actually, it's the proof. So it's not even out yet. It's all about showing up. The power is in the asking. Robbie Motter out on Havana Book Group. And this is so exciting because I know so many people on the show tonight, so many people in the book, and I'm proud of all of them because I know some of their personal stories of how they had to show up, not just for the book, but their life, how they had to show up for themselves, and now how they're showing up for other people. We've had Robbie Motter on the show. Of course, she is the lead author on this. It's all about showing up. She also has a chapter, and it's called Showing Up is Like a Treasure Map. You'll never know what treasure you'll find or who you'll meet. That's one chapter. We've had Luann Mitchell on the show, and her chapter is called Sugar Daddy. I can't wait to read that. But I think I know what that is. As funny as the title is and interesting, I know that's a story right there. Debbie Love, there's a story there, many stories. As a matter of fact, her chapter is called The Story of Two Loves. And, of course, our friend Aggie Coburn is in this. It's about showing up. And speaking about showing up, it was Aggie Coburn who introduced me to Robbie Motter, and Robbie Motter who introduced me to so many of these other people. So how wonderful that we're going to have four of the authors from this book on our show today, and a little later on, live music with our musical guest, rapper L. Dash Dixon, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Hey, I am your host, and I am online with Mark Leger, our co-host and producer.
You know, so topical, so relevant, especially in today's world. And I was just having this conversation with my son the other day about showing up. And speaking of showing up, we're into our 12th year, so we've been showing up for a while, and life changes.
Yes, and we've had some wonderful people. And how great to bring five people in all at once, four guests and a musical guest. And we're going to start with our, well, actually, Havana Book Group, who published the book. And somebody started that company. That person is Angela Coveney, who also has a chapter called Silent Requests. Angela, welcome to the show.
Why don't we go to Joan Wakeland? Joan, I've had the pleasure of knowing, unfortunately, not well enough, but every time I see her, smile on my face, how are you, how's Dorothy, always a positive thing to say. And the interesting thing, Joan, your title of the chapter, your chapter is titled Move Out of Your Comfort Zone, Show Up. And you not only moved out of your comfort zone, you moved out of your country, you moved out of everything. Tell us about that. I said you not only moved out of your comfort zone to show up, you moved out of your country, you moved out of so much to show up here in this moment.
Oh, when I decided to move from my country, I had to make a decision that was very quick because my life was at stake. And someone told me that I had to take action because they were going to rob me that night. And in Jamaica, at the time when I left, there was a lot of robbery going on, and people would lose their life after the robbery. So I decided that I would vacate, and I came to America. I showed up here. I kissed the ground when I got here. And I've been loving it ever since. Even with all that's going on right now in the country, it's still the best place on earth because I've gotten so much opportunities since I'm here.
Joan, I love that you just said that, and it means so much in so many ways. And it also says a lot about you because of the way you show up. You seem to be, to me, always looking for the positive in every situation.
I do. It's very important to look for the positive versus negative because it takes the same energy. And negatives really do nothing but create worry, anxiety, and it leaves you in a state that you don't need to be in. So if you look towards the positive side of life and look for the opportunities, then you'll find yourself going in a different direction. You're propelled into success.
So you're not only focused on your success. I know you had a career as a pharmacist, and you've now dedicated yourself to many organizations. Really quickly, what is it about showing up in relationships that's important to you?
Well, the key thing is that when you build a relationship, you meet so many people when you show up. You never know who you're going to meet. And one person may change the course of your life. But when you show up to different events and you committed, you decide to do it, you just do it. And you may find someone who will change your life. Like I found Robbie Motter, who really changed my life. The community that I have now basically is from Robbie's group. I've got a tribe and a force behind me, and they actually pushed me into success. So I would say to anybody listening that if you build strong relationships, it can propel you to another level of your life that you never imagined.
That's really beautiful. Joan, we have to move on, but I hope people felt the energy that you give in everything you do nowadays. Every time I see you showing up, you show up and you've got a smile on your face and are always caring. I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Felipe, I would just love to say it's the joy of giving back, the joy of friendship, the joy of sharing without expecting anything in return, and the joy of living a successful life is what showing up has done for me. Thank you.
Wonderful. And mention the book that just became a bestseller for you as well, your own book.
The name of my book is called The Run for Freedom. And it was an Amazon number one bestseller and an international bestseller. And this happened because of the community that I had. No, I would like to say that. For the same thing, I would like to see happen to this book that we're in called Showing Up, because it's 46 authors who have given of their experiences that can change so many lives. It's an impactful book, and we launch it on January 22nd at 10 o'clock on Facebook.
Very exciting. So congratulations. And yes, 46 authors, of which we have four. Joan Wakeland is one of them. Thank you so much, Joan. And with that, we'll bring on Kelly Smith, who is an author in her own right, a best-selling author in her own right, with a couple books about faith. And so, Kelly, could you share how your faith has allowed you to show up? Because your title in the book, or the title of your chapter, is "The Struggle is Real, So is the Victory."
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's exciting to be here, and it's so exciting to be a part of this book with all these other women authors who just want to help other people to get past their struggles and their limitations and their fears, and to just move past all that. And my faith has just taken me through my whole life. There's been times in my life where I was just begging God to kill me. I just didn't want to live anymore. I had so much pain inside, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I had two young girls that I had to raise, and luckily, God didn't answer that prayer. He had other plans, and he's lifted me up from the pit. He healed me, and he set my life on an amazing path. And I'm just here to let other people know that the darkness that you go through, or the pain you're going through, it doesn't last. When you're in it, it feels like it's going to just last forever, and you're never going to be able to get out of it. But the sun does shine again. Storms don't last forever. And hang on, because something better is coming your way.
And with you, the better was what? Because it's not always, you know, you got the car, you got the man, or you got the house or the money. For you, your faith got deeper, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, sometimes when you're at your lowest, that's when you really find God.
Yes. And you shared, and you continue to share, actually, you shared in a couple books. Please mention the Itty Bitty, what's it called?
It's Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of Faith. It's 15 chapters to overcome fear and live a life of victory. And it made it to the Amazon number one bestsellers list. And it hung there in the religion section for, I think it was 3 or 4 days at number one.
Wow. Wow. And how did that feel?
It felt pretty amazing, because I feel there is a message to get out there, and it just needs to get out there, especially now the way times are. So many people are just so discouraged right now, and they're losing hope. And you need to know that there's still hope. Tomorrow is a new day, and with tomorrow comes new hope, new opportunities.
And so part of showing up, if you didn't hang on, there would have been no reason that you wouldn't have had this. You wouldn't have had what you're experiencing.
Right. Yes. And I know all the women on the call with us, and they are all amazing women. I've adopted Joan. I always tease her. She's my adopted mom. My mom passed away almost 15 years ago. So I always tell her I adopted her, and she's my mommy. No matter how old you get, you still need your mom.
and you know, I am so happy to hear you say that, because we weren't going to go into all this, because there isn't a lot of time, and Robbie's not here. But I know how she has cultivated such a group of supporting women, supporting each other. I have to say, I've talked to several women who are on TV shows where they show them being overly competitive or not very nice to each other, and they don't necessarily like that, but they do that because the TV companies have said that's what people want to see. I beg to differ. This is what I want to see, and thank you for showing us what it looks like. Tell us more about that.
Oh, I agree. You don't need to be vicious and backstabbing as women, and even not as women, just as human beings. We should be here to uplift one another and to encourage one another. It's amazing how far you can get in your life in pursuing your dreams with having people that are there to support you and that believe in you. You don't always get that from your family, but you can have an outside extended family that just takes you in, which is basically what Robbie has done. She just believes in me so much, and I can just feel the love from her that she just encourages me to just keep pushing forward. And when she asked me to write a chapter for the book, I'm just so honored that she'd asked me, and it's like, yes, of course, I'll write a chapter for you. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, the book is called It's All About Showing Up. And we're going to be having a couple more guests on after this. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us. Kelly Smith.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with two more authors and our musical guest a little later, L-Dash Dixon, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am enjoying these powerful women, loving women, caring women, caring for each other, and watching them support each other, and how they talk about each other. And this is not just because they're on radio. I have been in the presence of, I think, all of them, and enjoyed them in so many ways. So I am happy to introduce our next author, who is Lori Rope, and she wrote the chapter Showing Up Will Change Your Life in the book It's All About Showing Up. Lori, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
You know, you is happy to have you. You do a lot of things, a lot of hard things. Like right now, there's a lot of talk about children in orphanages and saving children and all that. And you've been doing this kind of work for a while. What led you to that?
Well, that's what I wrote the story about, and they're going to have to read the book, the whole thing, because it's an incredible book, not just my story, but every story in it is just packed full of inspiration and wisdom, so they have to get the book. But I will say this, you know, working for it's an opportunity for me to be able to represent Helping Hands Orphanage. It's in Malawi, Africa, and it is a place that helps people children mostly, but also some seniors. They don't have anyone to care for them anymore. And where we kind of think sometimes, and we do, go through some very, very difficult times. I know about difficult times. I've lost a daughter, and it was very difficult. But the children in Malawi, they don't eat. They don't have government support. They don't have any resources to help them. Set apart those people like myself who love, love, love to give. And I help a lot here locally where I live because I believe in that is my mission in life. But you know what? Can I just ask you one thing?
Sure.
Because I'm dying. I was on your website, and I was so excited. I couldn't stop listening to you singing.
No.
Mambo Italiano, would you just sing it once for me?
Can I do what?
Can you just sing that for me? It was so wonderful.
You are so sweet. You know, I have sung on the show before, and we do have a musical guest, so I'm not going to sing today. Thank you for asking, and thank you for listening. And you know what? I know you are, you tune into passion. That's what you do. That's what you do as a coach. And so I know you've tuned into the passion of my singing, and you've also tuned into the passion of the ladies around you that you surround yourself with, and you help bring this out in them, just like you did with me. Like, you almost got me going there. Where does that ability come from? And thank you, by the way. Where does that ability come from?
Well, you know what? I am I'm a part of a very large organization of coaches and speakers and trainers, and we all love an amazing man named John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches us to be battery chargers, not battery drainers.
Mm.
Don't you think that's important?
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah.
There you are.
I get it from just the years of personal growth and trying really hard to be the very best me and also be a reflector to help others, you know, really shine. And so when I go to networking groups, I try to learn as much as I can by asking questions so that I know what people do. And then when I hear of somebody needing those things, I know who to ask. I know who to connect.
There's a lot of caring there. And so I don't know yet. I haven't had the pleasure of reading your chapter. I don't know yet. To what extent? I have one last question around this, but I can't imagine anyone going through many of the experiences that I know that you've gone through, but the one that you did mention about losing your child, can you name one thing of how, because if somebody can show up after that, it seems to be one can show up in any circumstance. Mm-hmm. What's one thing that let you show up after that?
You know, it's funny you should ask that. Nobody's ever asked me that. The way I show up and the reason I continue to show up is, and in fact, I've written several books, and the very first one I wrote was to honor her. And I truly believe as her mom, part of who I am and part of what I do is to build a legacy for people. But I build a legacy in her name. We were able to build a learning center in Malawi, Africa, and I had a vision about that in the middle of the night. And when I had the vision, I thought it would be called a Jenna House, my nickname for her was Jenna, and I saw it with a big butterfly on the side of it. That's my symbol for her. And I thought, you know, if I could build one, I could build many. Mm. And so that was the first one. And through my just talking about it. You know, it's funny. We don't all have millions of dollars that we can do things with, but the one thing we have is a voice to share those things that we're passionate about. Mm. And through sharing about this little orphanage, it's not little actually, they feed about 400 kids and another 200 or 300 elderly people with about 4 locations. Mm. And so it's not a small endeavor, but a lot of people help. And so if I can tell somebody about that orphanage, it's called Helping Hands, and it's in Malawi, Africa. And if I could tell somebody about that, I do it because I loved my daughter so much that she would have been doing these things. And so as her mom, I try to keep her legacy alive and do things, and I don't always talk about that I'm doing it for her, but I do it for her. Mm. She loved children. She loved children.
Lori, thank you for honoring all of us, sharing that story in that way. Thank you for showing up, and I'm glad to know you and looking forward to getting to know you better and to singing at least a piece of Mambo Italiano for you when I see you next in the meantime.
Yes, you have to do it. You have to do it. It was so good. I couldn't stop listening. It was so good.
What a pleasure to have you on. And did I pronounce your last name right? Is it Rope?
Well, you know what? I kind of go by anything, but here's what I always say is it's pronounced Raup, like Raup, the man's name, but with a P. But if I'm feeling really sassy, and I really am tonight, I say it's a rope.
Okay. Nice. I'm glad you're feeling sassy. And thank you, Lori Rope, for being with us on the Life Changes Show. What a special moment. And we have more special moments to come.
Thank you for having us. This book is incredible. Thank you so much for honoring Robbie and honoring us.
It is my and our pleasure at the Life Changes Show. And there's more Life Changes Show to come after this. As a matter of fact, in our next segment, we have one more guest and then our Ask Dorothy question. And in the segment after that, our live musical guest, rapper L-Dixon, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangeshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. We have titled this show, The Power is in the Asking, which is one of the three titles of a book that is coming out in just a couple days, and which is, it's all about showing up. The power is in the asking. So
Our guests so far, we've had three of the authors. We have one more coming up. We've had Joan Wakeland, we've had Kelly Smith, and we've had Lori Rope. And joining us now is the person who, let's talk about showing up, helped bring this all together with her company that is publishing this book, which is Havana Book Group. Can we hear you now, Angela Coveney?
I'm here. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure. And am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you did. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not an easy task.
So Robbie said to me that this is kind of like something that just has grown from all this beautiful group of women coming together, supporting each other. And then you have this publishing company. So you brought it together that way. She brought it together that way. Everybody's been showing up. So how did this come to be?
You know, Robbie's just an amazing, amazing woman. And she has taught so many people the power of showing up and the incredible, you know, power found in the asking. And it's something that she has taught so many people that it's a compilation of all the 46 heartfelt stories in the book, with everybody demonstrating how it's changed the trajectory of their life. Whether they've shown up somewhere they didn't anticipate being, or they've asked for something and it's led to other opportunities or friendships. And there's just such a diversity here in this book that it's really evolved into what it's become, and it's amazing, and I can't wait to share it with the world. It's an honor to be on here right now with you, and it's an honor to introduce this book to the world. Initially, I have to say that I just wanted to contribute in any way that I could, and I didn't know that I would be the publisher of this fabulous book, but it's just going to be amazing to hear all the other stories that people have that have read this book, that it's motivated them to make different choices.
And you know, I'm so glad we got to get four authors in. I don't know if we've gotten to do it justice to everyone, because the stories are so deep and so powerful. Your chapter, for example, is called Silent Requests, which is interesting. Can you share a little bit about what that's about?
So my chapter was inspired by a lot of childhood events I went through, but for me, the biggest ask I've ever had has been through prayer. And I have to say that, you know, a lot of things in life come to us that we don't have control over. And when we turn it over to the hands of God, that's when, you know, miracles happen. So I was able to spend a lot more years with my mother than I had anticipated, or doctors told us that we would spend. And I really wanted to, you know, leave that legacy in the book to share with others not to lose hope. And so it's been a great opportunity for me, because I think it's a very powerful message that a lot of people don't necessarily, you know, think about, that when they're going through tough times, but it will carry them through, and it will, you know, increase finding hope when hope is lost.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And actually, one of the things we haven't shared is where people can get the book. It's going to be on Amazon in just a couple days. And if you're hearing this weeks and months from now, it's on Amazon. And it's called It's All About Showing Up. The Power is in the Asking. The listed author is Robbie Motter. And it's through Havana Book Group. And I have to say, talk about showing up. If there wasn't this publishing company, there wouldn't be this book in this moment in this way. And who owns this publishing company, and how did that start?
So I'm the founder of this publishing company. I had published an adult coloring book, an abstract illustrated book for adult coloring, in 2006 with another publisher. And as I was on my way to pursue publishing the second one, the company decided to turn into a press company. The market got kind of saturated, and so they wanted to just work on different projects, but they offered to help me self-publish and mentor me. So I thought, what a great opportunity. This is a great company. I'm going to go ahead and do that. And as I shared with some of my friends that that's what I was planning on doing with my career, 16 of my friends in 1 week's time said, hey, if you're going to publish yours, can you publish mine?
Wow.
So at that point, I found that was validation that
nice.
That was something I was going to pursue. So it's been a couple of years in the making, and the opportunity to help other people become first-time published authors is such a wonderful feeling that I know firsthand. So I'm really excited to be a part of that. It's a sense of accomplishment, and you know, that propels everybody in a wonderful way. So I'm just ecstatic.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for doing this and showing up, being a part of this. We have listed all of you've heard about books, you've heard about websites and all that. So we've listed all of them under each of our authors. And so before I mention all that again, I just want to say again, thank you, Angela. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for the promotion of this. We greatly appreciate it. The 46 authors that are in this book have dynamic stories to share. We're going to have it launch on Friday the 22nd. So we're definitely looking forward to it, and I appreciate everything that you're doing for us.
It is my pleasure, and I appreciate you all. I appreciate Robbie Motter. We all do, actually. And so, like Angela mentioned, there are 46 authors, and we've had the pleasure of having Angela Coveney and Joan Wakeland and Kelly Smith and Lori Rope and Rope. And so with that, I want to say a big thank you to all of you, a big congratulations, and again, once again, to Robbie Motter for bringing all of us together. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Josephine, and I live in Las Vegas. I was watching a video where the speaker was talking about the power of words, and I remember that when I took your energetic alchemy class, you emphasized that tomorrow is what we believe, think, feel, say, and do today. The gentleman on the video was encouraging us to look to the true meaning of words, and his example was the word understand. According to him, when we say to someone, I understand, we are actually saying, I stand under you, and you have the power in this situation. How can this possibly be true, and what can I say instead?
Dear Josephine, I believe that the power of words can be magical and amazing, and that through our voice and our choice of words and emotions, we are creating our realities. I thank you for sharing what you heard about the word understand, and I can easily see that it could indeed mean that if I was saying it, I could be giving my power away, even if that was not my intention. From this point on, I will choose to say, I hear you, as that is what my saying, I understand, has meant to me in the past. And yes, I do emphasize the power of thoughts and words in my workshops, and feel it is very important for each of us to think before we speak. Our thoughts are energy, and our words are vibration. Energy plus vibration creates matter. Our thoughts plus our voice creates our reality, and our emotions play a huge part in our co-creation. Like almost everyone I know, I had a few key phrases that everyone around me used, and I used to my detriment for years. Some of the phrases I used in the past are, I will try, I can't, it is hard, I don't know. And now I realize that by speaking and using these phrases, I was making it impossible to do the things I thought I wanted to do. Once I began to pay attention to the power of our words, I began to notice what people were really meaning, although they often appeared unaware of what they were saying. For example, I quickly noticed that if someone said, I will try to come, that more often than not, they wouldn't show up. And the ones who said, I will do my best to be there, would appear. By speaking the words, I can't, or I will try, or even I am trying, one is putting blocks in their path. By choosing positive words and phrases like, I can do anything, it is easy. These phrases assist us in co-creating a more positive and fulfilled life. The words, I can, literally promote growth and are powerful message to the self. Let's be more awake and aware than ever before and begin co-creating a world filled with love and miracles by choosing our thoughts and our words and our actions very carefully.
Thank you, Dorothy. I equal stand.
Nice. Just like, okay. Well, with that, thank you, Dorothy. And we'll be right back with our musical guest, rapper L-Dixon, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Wow, we are back. What a show this has been. Talk about showing up, actually. Our musical guest is a multi-passionate rapper. He is showing up in a lot of areas, and he has a clear focus and intent in mind. Actually, I'm going to let him share with us what that is. In the meantime, we're welcoming L-Dixon to the Life Changes Show. Welcome.
Hey, Filippo, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, and thanks for doing all that you're doing. Like, what are what's your focus around everything that you do?
So basically, my focus around everything I do is just using my creativity in whatever way I can to help manifest a vision of a better world that I really believe can exist.
Well, talk about how well you're manifesting the vision. When I first saw your video, Thrive On was sharing it. Foster Gamble actually was sharing it, and Kimberly as well. And then you talked about it, and you said something about having a child and wanting to tell your child. I'm like, wow, what a story. And then later I asked you, I'm like, I didn't know you had a kid. And I'm like, the story was so great, and it's even better kind of knowing that you don't have one yet. So tell us what I heard.
So basically, the concept of the song is that my future child and I, non-existent, but it was like, you know, kind of my way of zooming out from a lot of the calamity and the stress of 2020 that so many of us went through. So it was just kind of my way of zooming out and, like, you know, making it a sci-fi story where I could, like, you know, kind of offer a different perspective on it. But yeah, so the concept is my future son and I in the year 2043 encounter some sort of existential crisis. And to help him get through that crisis, I'm telling him the story of how in absolutely crazy 2020 was and the challenges that we faced, the pandemic, crackdown and tyranny that we're facing, or, you know, the division and the political division and polarization, how crazy it was, and the fact that no matter how crazy it got, I didn't give up, and that I kept fighting for a better future. And so, just trying to offer that timeless lesson to my future non-existent son for artistic license.
well, you did, and you did it in a song called "Did I Mention?" And you posted a preview, and it's been shared, and we've shared it on our webpage that we created for you. But what a pleasure it's going to be to hear you perform it live. And I have to say that if people want to go back and make sure they got all the words, because you go so fast, that they could watch the video and you've got the words there for them. So that's cool. But we're going to get to hear L-Dixon performing right now, rapping his brand new song, "Did I Mention?" live on the Life Changes Show.
Thanks, Philippa. Hope you guys enjoy it. My son, I'm stunned. You're almost 20. It's 2043. Before you ignore me, let me show you a story. 2020 was gory. I was expecting a civil war. See, we have become so divided by media lies that the people were rioting, cities in flames. We were raising the stakes and emblazoning in hatred on every side. The mistakes that were made escalated the rage. Good intentions were paving the way to Satan's gates. Slaves to the state, which was claiming to save us. Everything we had, we just threw it away for illusion of safety. Truly amazing what humans are doing, abusing, afraid. But did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? Did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? I held belief when I felt such grief. I didn't feel deceased before I fell to knees. And did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt like it couldn't be fixed? Sorry, I got a little too passionate, but half the shit was manufactured by bastards just trying to protect the establishment at expense of the 99.5%. So I have to vent, cause man didn't. I mentioned the frantic events of the pandemic. Politicians acting like they were some damn emperors who knew if they could make us for death, they could ban living. Mistakenly thinking that we weren't understanding it when all the news had a slant in it. Funded by the globalists that had a hand in it. All those standing true, sentencing and slandered them. Tried to bury us, but didn't know that we were seized. Tried to hold us down, didn't know that we were springs. Tried to keep asleep but didn't know that we had dreams. So the crowns got smashed, now we know that we're all kings and queens, know what I mean? Did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? Did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? I held belief when I felt such grief. I would have felt deceased before I fell to knees. And did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt like it couldn't be? I know the centralized hive mind threatens to use quantum communication to fuck up the timeline and to hoover in the terrestrial energy into the synthetic universe so I can't supply mine. And yeah, the singularity is scaring me too. And yeah, I know the shitworms is very deep, but if you'll just bear with me through narrative therapy, everything will come into comparative clarity, dude. I'm telling you all of this because this lesson is timeless. Your breath from fighters who don't allow a fear of death to define us. Keep fighting even if our destiny's dying. As long as our breath is inside us, never let a crisis, a virus, or weapons divide us. United in defiance, yeah, we might just triumph in the fight for a life and a planet that's thriving. Did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? Did I mention that I didn't give in
when it felt it couldn't be fixed. I helped believe when I felt such grief. I would have felt deceased before I fell to knees. And did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt like it couldn't be fixed?
Thank you, Life Changes.
Wow. Talk about showing up. Wow. It's all about showing up. So that's L-Dash Dixon performing his new song, Did I Mention? And I know they heard it because you said it over and over again, but talk about showing up. Did I mention that I didn't give in when it felt it couldn't be fixed? Help me.
When it felt it couldn't be fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. That you didn't give in, even though you felt it couldn't be fixed. Well, your future son is going to be so impressed. I can't wait to tell him. I was there when your dad was putting this out there, thinking of you and the rest of the children and the world that we're going to be living in. So thank you for what you're doing. I should mention that you're on Instagram at L-Dixon. You're very clever. You spelled that out. L-Dixon. Should I give your Facebook out?
You can give my Facebook, or actually it will probably just be better for anyone looking for my music and to connect with me to go to l-dixon.net.
Okay.
There on you your can website. Find all my other socials. Yep.
That's L like Larry. Actually, it's L like Leandrew, but you didn't hear that. L-Dixon.net. And actually, it's a lot of our audience actually would probably recognize your voice because you are co-producing something that we should mention.
Yeah, the Freedom Portal with Foster Gamble. Mm-hmm. It's been such an honor to be a part of the Thrive team and to co-produce that show. I mean, I just feel so fulfilled in what I'm doing. I know I told you personally, but I just feel like if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would still be doing the Freedom Portal with Foster Gamble. So
yeah,
I just it's fulfilling, and I really feel like it means a lot to a lot of people, and it means a lot to me. So.
It does mean a lot to a lot of people. I get to hear about that too. And so thank you for doing that. More power to you and to Foster Gamble and to Thrive On and Kimberly Gamble and the whole Thrive On team. So it's great that I got to meet you because of that. And we're going to get to hear another song actually, right?
Yeah. If we have time, I can definitely do another song. This other song is called Indigo Glow, and it's about, you know, there's like an internal conflict that I feel like a lot of us feel when we really commit ourselves to wanting to do something big and change the world. And like, you know, you just feel like it sounds crazy to people when you mention it. So it's just about kind of that internal conflict.
All right. Well, here is L-Dixon rapping Indigo Glow live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Awesome. Thank you. Divine comedy, but this is no joke. They'll likely try to sign me. I'm Interscope dope, but that's not why I'm rhyming. This is my soul's goal. Third eye shining with that indigo glow. Most of the time my feelings don't show. Trying to figure out how to fix myself and how to heal the whole globe. Listen, the whole world is a stage, and you'll find that there's a mimetic war being waged in our minds. That's why I write every page, every line designed to break through the cage made by these lies that divide and enslave, keep us afraid and inside, and that drive us insane. Trade and pay for lives, so take control of your spiritual evolution instead of doing what the system tells us is human. It would use us as tools bred for consuming. Your intuition knows it's fake like your Truman. It is illusion. Use it to your advantage, and it's in your hand. Shit, the world's an open canvas. If you can take a chance and really make the damn decision, then you can truly manage anything you can envision. So I wish I could tell you that I'm trying to save the world, but I know just how this all sounds. A little crazy maybe lately. I'm not giving a fuck. Used to, I'm giving it up. Hate me. As if this really is my path, I will follow it and I'll own it every second, not trying to hide or bottle it. So I don't got it set, I'm not a role model yet, but if I gotta step up, man, I will not object. Yes, we just have to live our true purpose. May feel worthless at first, to the truth surfaces and the real you emerges. A more perfect world can exist. We can do this with our cowards combined, Captain Planet shit, yeah. And just like that, you can take your life back. Let your heart light the right path to design your mind crafts. I used to fear hunger, failure, and isolation until it brought me hunger, failure, and isolation. See, it's all about your energy to find inner peace. You need to see to what your fears release. You'll feel relieved and you will succeed. Indeed, and you'll weave anything you can see mentally eventually. Cause mentally, yes, we can't fulfill our dreams. And I wish I could tell you that I'm trying to change the world, but I know just how this all seems. Like those scenes in movies, none of the people believe until the hero achieves and leaves speechless.
Wow. You know, can you, L. Dixon, send us the lyrics? I mean, that's poetry right there, and I think... I would love to be able to read them as well, but how great to have you share them with us live. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Filippo. And yes, I can definitely share those lyrics with you, and appreciate the opportunity to share my craft with you.
You know, it's our pleasure. So again, like he mentioned, you can go to L-Dixon.net is his website, or find him on Instagram at L-Dixon. And we should mention you can also hear him on the Freedom Portal along with Foster Campbell at ThriveOn.com. So thank you once again, L-Dixon.
Thank you, Filippo.
Wow, what a show. I mean, gosh, talk about showing up. The power is in the asking. And just like Robbie's title of her chapter in this book, showing up is like a treasure map. You'll never know what treasure you'll find or who you'll meet. So thank you for that, Robbie Modern. Thank you once again to all of our guests, Angela Coveney, Joan Wakelin, Kelly Smith, and Lori Raup. And with that, I'd like to remind you that that is our show. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. And one last thing, remember...
You are enough.
Child of God.
You are inherently good. You are worthy.
Happy
inside.
I am enough.
You are calm.
I am inherently good.
We are the power in our
I am happy inside.
Only good comes to us and from us.
We are inherently good.
We are the power in your world. Only good comes to us.
You are enough.
I am the divine child of God.
We are happy inside. We
are worthy.
You are quiet.
I am enough.
You are safe.
I am inherently good.
You are happy inside.
I am worthy.
I am calm.
We are enough.
We are inherently good.
You are the power.
We are worthy.
Only good comes to you and from you.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.